that anchor content into Capshow, and our AI helps to create marketing content for you. So everything from your title and description, so it writes your show notes for you.
Wow.
First draft of everything, by the way, first draft because it's still AI.
Okay.
So title and description, it writes you social media posts, emails, LinkedIn article, four types of blog posts. It identifies sound bites for you. It doesn't clip them yet, but it at least identifies the timestamp. So then you can just, you know, very easily clip them. It identifies quotes for you. And it also has a short form script generator based on the, you know, the topic that you were talking about, so that you can just do a talking head video and just use that as a YouTube shorts or a reel or something. So it actually helps with the whole content marketing aspect based on the content that you're already creating.
Welcome to Unstoppable. Are you tired of inspiration and ready for action? Are you ready to study the process of success? My name is Ralph Graves Jr. And on this show, we will hear stories of amazing people who are not just dreaming, they're actually living the life they want. Now, if you're ready to start moving toward the dreams you know you can reach, you are in the right place. This is Unstoppable with Ralph Graves Jr. Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Unstoppable. Like I say, every time you tune in, you guys could be tuning in and watching anything. The fact that you stopped by here and downloaded the podcast or watching it, wherever platform you're on, is an honor that you would even do that. So welcome, guys. Today I have a guest all the way from Austin, Texas. Her name is Deidre Shen. Did I say the last name right?
That was perfect.
Deidre Shen. And 8 years ago, guys, she embarked on an entrepreneur journey spanning hospitality, fashion technology, e-commerce, done-for-you digital marketing services, coaching, and now AI-powered software. Deidre is doing it all, ladies and gents. Having started multiple businesses, this is for my startups out there, some of which have grown, some of which have failed. She says she has lived through all the ups and downs of business and podcasting. Welcome to the show, Deidre. Thank you for taking time.
Thank you. I just love the way you read out my bio. No one's done it like that. I felt like there should have been some amping up music as well that followed that to really get me, you know, and some like smoke coming out the screen.
Well, it's well deserved. It's well deserved. You've put in the work, and it's wonderful meeting you, and just glad to have you on the show. And it says in the bio here, and I have a lot of people who have done startups and are involved in startups, and you know, they have some ups and downs, and you know, it's tough at times. And what do you feel may have been some of the key factors to the success that you have achieved thus far?
Oh gosh, you know what? I actually think that what it is, when it comes down to it, is I just didn't give up.
Yeah.
I think that, you know, like so many of us, and I see a lot of my other entrepreneurship peers and stuff, and you know, because I'm in a lot of other masterminds, a lot of other communities and groups, and you know, the one thing, like, it always breaks my heart when I see someone be like, well, I'm just going to have to, you know, go get a job, or I have to, you know, it's just not working, whatever this is. And I'm like, oh my gosh, like, you just don't know how close you are to, and I don't even want to call it success as such, because success means something different to different people.
Yeah.
But we're all just so close to being the person that we need to be, to be on that, on our way to creating that success for ourselves. And I think because I just truly believe that through my whole journey, I just never gave up, even though I had a million reasons to give up and just go back to doing my corporate job, a million reasons. And I just refused to. And honestly, I think that's actually, like, that resilience is actually the thing that truly sets entrepreneurs who are in it the long haul apart from anyone else.
Deidre, I think one of the common questions that I get, and I don't know if you get it, but I should I leave my day job, you know, to wholeheartedly pursue that which I know is my purpose, you know, and that's a tough call for some, but what are your thoughts on that?
So tough. It is so tough. When we started our first business, it was actually in hospitality. So you can probably tell from my accent that even though right now I do hail from Austin, Texas, I mean, Texan accent, right? Y'all? Is that a Texan accent?
Not really. Not really.
I couldn't get away with that. No. So I, you know, grew up in Australia, in Sydney, Australia. And the first business that my husband and I actually started was a dessert bar. So it was actually in hospitality.
Okay.
And when we did start that, I was actually working. So, I mean, so that's one option, is that if you have that, if you can be in that position, is like maybe one does just kind of like continue working to pay the bills and, you know, so you can still kind of live while the other one, you know, gets it off the ground. I can tell you though, like having done that versus what then happened, we, you know, you read out my bio, so you know that we did a lot of things along the way, but when we literally a couple of years ago, so end of 2020, what is it now, two?
Yeah.
We were actually in a reverse position. So my husband, we were actually living in New York at the time. My husband actually was working. So he had a job, he had a full-time job. And myself and our third co-founder, we were actually working in the business. Now, again, we had that luxury because he was kind of, you know, making money so that we could pay rent and all the things. I can tell you though, that like he was, so at the end of 2022, he was made redundant from his job.
Okay.
And we were kind of like left with, okay, well, what now? Like, does he find another job, which was totally on the table, mm-hmm. or does he come into the business full time? And it was really, really scary. What I can tell you though, having lived through both, like all those scenarios, is the first business did pretty well for first-time entrepreneurs in hospitality, which is like, by the way, one of the hardest industries that you can get started in. But I can tell you that it did not, and I know, like it did not do as well as if I had just been in there full-time as well.
Okay.
Because now, having made the leap with, like, you know, my husband also working in the business full-time, this business has been able to scale way quicker and way simpler than any of the other businesses.
Because you think it's because I see, I can understand both sides. I really can kind of experience it now with something that my wife and I are doing it here. You said it was able to scale quicker with both.
Mm-hmm.
Actively involved in making it work versus what some might say, I have to finance the dream. I still have to finance the dream.
Yeah.
And I get that part too, but I kind of lean toward, if I'm going to be in it, I have to be all the way in it. Like,
yes.
If I'm going to eat, like if I have to eat, this has to work so that I can eat. As long now, everybody listen. I'm not saying what you're doing is wrong. I'm talking about Ralph Graves. Deidre's talking about her experience. But I know that you faced that challenge, but I just wanted to bring out and I pay close attention to what you're saying, that it scaled much sooner and faster with your husband's full participation versus when he still had his other gig going on.
100%.
Yeah.
It's scary. Because I've been at like multiple times, been through it multiple times. Yeah. Like it is scary to give up something that is stable, right? It just, a paycheck comes each month into your bank account. And,
yeah.
But the thing is that when you, like to your point, when you can find the courage to actually give something like that up, then you actually find the will to figure it out.
Yeah.
And I think that is actually why we were able to scale, like, because we had to. We literally had no other choice. Like,
but you don't find that will or that way to figure it out until, like you said, you become scared and you hit that.
Yeah.
You hit that scary place. Like, we have to figure this thing out. And I think a lot of us miss that, because as long as I have this, as long as I have what I like to call the golden handcuffs,
mm-hmm.
I may not reach my full potential in that thing that I really want to do. So that's good. I'm glad that you shared that. And you keep saying that, you know, it was scary. How comfortable do we need to get with fear?
God, like literally, you know, I've been in this game for close to a decade now, and I still feel fear every single minute, every single second of every single day. Yeah. It is never going to go away. In fact, the more success you create, the more you actually start. Well, for me, that was my experience where I started to get more, because you have more to lose.
Yeah.
Right. And that's not a good place to operate from, by the way, as well. Like you need to be, like you said, comfortable with it. Like you just need to live with it. You need to manage it. And you need to actually figure out a way to help it power you rather than incapacitate you.
Sure.
Fear is just, if you're an entrepreneur, like there is no better education than being an entrepreneur because like this education of like feeling the fear and still finding a way through it, building that resilience is like second to none. This is the first rate education.
Yeah. And at the same time, it's exhilarating. Why do you do what you do? It's fearful. And when I say you, I'm talking to all of you, but Deidre's going to answer the question. Because success, as much as we pursue it, it doesn't feel like success.
Mm.
And when I say that, I'm not in any of that. I'm talking about, you know, by the time you get to that place and people are like, man, I want what Deidre has. I want what her husband has. And you want to look at him and say, but are you ready to cry the tears that I've cried? Are you ready to?
There were many tears. You tell me that.
Are you ready to put in the work I put in, you know? And so, you know, why do we do it? Why do we do it? It's more than just pay the bills. Why do you do it?
Well, look, if I'm going to be honest, and this is kind of a bit of a journey, is that the first reason has to be because you have to pay the bills, right? Because that's right, like fundamentally, course. Like yeah. you just have to earn money because that's the only way. Like I know that because we work with a lot of coaches in terms of the product that we deliver, it's geared for coaches, consultants, service providers. And I love these people to death because like they're so passionate about wanting to make an impact. Mm-hmm. Right. Like that's why they're in that line of business, because like fundamentally what they want to do is make an impact.
Sure.
But we cannot make an impact until we're making money.
Right.
Like we just can't. You know, I was speaking to a really good friend of mine, Josh Tapp, and he was actually talking about there's like wealth and status in terms of like why we do anything. Like why do we have a podcast? You know, is it wealth or status? Why are we creating content? Is it wealth or status? Why do we have this business? Right. And whenever we go status, and status, by the way, it doesn't mean a bad thing. Status is like making an impact. It's like, you know, it is being an influence. Like, you know, that's all status-driven concepts. It's not a bad thing, but like a lot of us, because we get told that that is what we need to do, is make an impact. And I totally agree with that, by the way, but I just, you know, I'm putting out there that like, we also don't have to be afraid with being like, no, actually, we just need to make money for it, because you cannot make an impact until you make money. So I say that going like, I know that a lot of people, especially they're just starting out, might be like, I'm in this because I want to make an impact. And that's totally cool.
Yeah.
You just have to understand that you cannot make an impact until you're making income.
Yeah. Say that again, loud and clear. And don't listen, this is the unstoppable crowd. Tell them you can't be broke and help people. Just tell them.
Exactly. You just can't. You have to, if you want to make an impact, you've got to be earning money.
Yeah.
And we cannot be afraid of that. So why am I in what we're doing? Like, you graduate, right? Because at some point you earn, you know, enough money that it's not about the money anymore. Right. And then you start to be like, okay, now I can start to really turn my mind to make an impact, make a contribution. Like, how do I give back to the people who support me and to others? So, you know, in terms of like, why do I do fundamentally, like, especially in terms of what we do with Capture, there's a couple of things. One is like, we're here to really amplify our Capturevians, we call them Capturevians, messages, because that's why I say I love who we serve to death, because they have such a powerful message and they're making such an impact. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, we're invested in helping them get their word out there. That's what we do with Capture. But the second thing is that I am just so, because I've been through the journey. I've been through the working, you know, 100 hours a week thing. I've been through the whole, like I've been through all of that. And now I'm at a place where, you know what, there is a better way to do everything, to do all of it. Yeah. And so I am really, really passionate about like, how do I help people be intelligently lazy? Like that's kind of at the core of it. And that's why you see, you know, our sloth, Monty, our sloth here, yes. Because it's a reminder that what I'm here to do is help people be intelligently lazy so they can do more with less and they can just spend time on themselves and being the creator, the visionary that they were put here to be.
Let's talk about CapShow. Let's talk about your company. When did this come about? And you scratched the surface a little bit, but I want my audience to fully know what CapShow is about and they might, you know, might need to come over and see you guys. So tell us about the origins of CapShow.
Yeah. So 4 years ago, I started it was like COVID happened. We had that digital marketing agency. It was helping e-commerce, like boutiques and brands with the digital marketing. And COVID hit and we decided to transition completely online, like a lot of businesses did. And so that meant starting a coaching business. Okay. And with that coaching business, again, it was still helping e-commerce businesses. And in that coaching business, that was actually when I started my first podcast as well. Had no idea what I was doing. But
like me, I have no idea what I'm doing. So
yeah, it's great. You're in good company then. my mentor at the time, he was just like, you've got to start publishing. If you want people to hear what it is that you have to say and how you can help them, then you've got to start publishing. I was like, okay, well, I guess I'll start publishing. And that was a podcast. Yeah. Now, and I'm sure you know this, Ralph, but like, you very quickly realize you put so much time and effort into creating the content. Like it does take a lot, right? Like even this interview, it's going to, you know, we're going to spend 30 minutes to 60 minutes, like on this call, that's 30 to 60 minutes of your day.
Yes.
And then you're going to have to edit it and then, you know, and do write the show notes and do all the things to even just publish it, like hit publish literally.
Right.
And for me, I was like, that felt like such an achievement until I realized that like creating the content is actually just the beginning.
Yeah.
And the totally like counterintuitive, and I was like, oh my, what is in the world is going on? Is that you have to actually market your content, which I was like, how does this even make sense? You know, I don't know. It was like this really weird thing in my mind, which now it's like, because I know better, I'm like, duh, totally makes sense. But creating content is just the beginning, because then you have to actually get it out there and you have to actually help it get discovered.
Yeah.
And this was the piece that I totally missed, and I just had to really, really like dive into and nerd out. So I spent like a good, 6 to 12 months, like my team and I, and we were just like, cause you know, at the time it was also like Gary Vee talking about like content domination. You have to be on all the platforms and you got to, and so I was like, okay, we're going to be on all the platforms. And so we take the podcast episode and we'd like, literally I have like this spread. I was looking back at it. It's a defunct spreadsheet now, but it has probably about 20 tabs because it had everything from like Instagram store. It was like Instagram stories, Instagram reels, Instagram post, and then be like TikTok, and then be like Facebook group and and then be LinkedIn and LinkedIn. Like it was like literally
It's so much.
And we were tracking everything, and we were like, and it was like, it literally, Ralph, it burnt me and my team out. Like I literally had a team member leave, 'cause she was just like, this is too much. Like this is insane. And so when I looked at that and I was like, again, like with everything, right? There's got to be a better way. There's got to be a better way. Yeah. So this was end of 2021 that I was kind of, I was having this realization to be like something has to give here.
Sure.
And I actually, when I was in corporate, over a decade ago now, I was actually fortunate enough to be part of a team in this investment bank that was really focused on innovation. It was the innovation team. And my role in that team was looking at emerging technologies at the time. So this was like 10 years ago and how, that we might be able to leverage it in the banking industry. And one of those emerging technologies was AI. And so end of 2021, I was like, well, there's got to be a better way. And because I knew about AI knew about AI, but also knew about how you have to have really specific use cases to really make AI powerful. Because AI, I mean, we all know about it now, but it is not a new technology, right? Like it's just blown up because like a ChatGPT made it mainstream, but it's always, it's been around for like probably about 50 odd years now.
Wow. Okay.
It's been around for a while. And I was fortunate enough to know about it then. And I was like, and I knew how you had to think about it around, you know, these specific use cases. And I was thinking about like, how do I get smarter and make this process simpler around not only creating content, but also like marketing that content, like getting it out there. I was like, this is actually a really perfect use case for AI. And so end of 2021 into 2022, we actually started building Capshow. So Capshow in short is, it's an AI powered software. It helps entrepreneurs who create content and long form content. So generally a podcast or like a YouTube video, or they might do like live streaming, some kind of live training. It helps to, you put that anchor content into Capshow, and our AI helps to create marketing content for you. So everything from your title and description, so it writes your show notes for you. Wow. First draft of everything, by the way, first draft because it's still AI.
Okay.
So title and description, it writes you social media posts, emails, LinkedIn article, four types of blog posts. It identifies sound bites for you. It doesn't clip them yet, but it at least identifies the timestamp. So then you can just, you know, very easily clip them. It identifies quotes for you. It also has a short form script generator based on the topic that you were talking about, so that you can just do a talking head video and just use that as a YouTube shorts or a reel or something. So it actually helps with the whole content marketing aspect based on the content that you're already creating.
Man, I love that because there's so much to do. I mean, if you guys are listening and you do any social media marketing, I mean, like how does a guy like me keep up? How do, you know, from TikToks to Pinterest it's that is needed. That is needed.
Yes. Thank you.
That is real. So... Look, I need it. We might be talking off air. I need it. But that, you know, but it was a need for it. And oftentimes something comes about when there is a need for it. There's definitely a need for it. And it came about. And I just, you know, I'm just so happy that you and Capshow are there to help men and women like myself to really continue to get these things out and get some of our programs out, our coaching programs out and things like that. And that's something else. That's really so there's no way in the world your husband could have worked and done this at the same time. I'm just, you know.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, like when you look back at it now, it's like, exactly, right? Like it's a no-brainer now. But like at the time when you're trying to make that, it's a really hard decision to make. So I totally empathize with anyone who's in that position.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's to be an entrepreneur and someone reminded me of this actually like not too long ago, but there's two traits that I think right now, as entrepreneurs, we really need to lean into. One is being humble.
Yeah.
Because there's not enough of that going on in the world right now.
Yeah.
Being humble to be okay that you don't know everything, and surrounding yourself with the people who can help you.
Yeah.
And number two is being courageous. Yeah. And this directly plays a role into every decision that you make, because every decision you make is going to be a hard one. Like there's no getting around it. And this one around like, do I have to give up my job? Or like, that's probably the first big decision.
Yeah.
Hard decision you have to make, but I would encourage people to be courageous about it.
Yeah. Do we have to be perfect? Does the content have to be perfect? Do we have to be perfect? No. Does everything have to be right all the time? The folks who do work with me tell me, just put it out there. It doesn't have to be perfect. Just put it out there, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. Does it have to be perfect all the time?
There is, I mean, well, Ralph, let me ask you a question. What does perfect mean to you?
Yeah, I want to be represented correctly. That's what it means to me. Perfect to me is this is my brand. This is my product. This is what I'm putting out there. I think it, it should look mistake-free. It should be mistake-free. It should be perfect for if it's representing Ralph and representing Unstoppable.
But Ralph, are you perfect?
No, not at all. Far from it. I'm glad my wife's not here. She would have cheered. No, I'm not perfect at all.
Yeah. And do you think that your brand is perfect?
No. Mm-mm. Not at all.
So why do you think then that having mistakes and having like is going to actually reflect badly on you or your brand?
It goes right back to what you said about ego. It goes right back to us having an ego and having our ego bruised. Because you will have a naysayer that says, man, Ralph talks like he has rocks in his mouth. He mumbles over certain words. And so it goes back to ego, I think, just what you just said.
Yeah. And I can tell you, like, the reason why, you know, like, I, by the way, I struggle to all that like stuff. I'm not saying because I all the same things go through my mind. Like this has to be, and I've really let all of that go because I've realized through my journey that the more imperfect you are, the more that people actually connect and relate with you. And if you are looking, so there's two things, like it depends on, again, what do you want? And it goes back to wealth and status, right? Like, as you said, you're like, in right now, you're like, well, I want the status. I want that ego boost of having the perfect. No one else knows it's perfect, just you in your mind, right? No one else is like, oh, it's ticked all these boxes for me. Yeah. Thanks, Ralph. Like, it's literally no one else. But if you are looking, but as I said before, like we know now, you cannot make an impact. You cannot until you create income.
Right.
If you want to make money, imperfectness gets you there.
You hear that, ladies and gentlemen? That's for me. That's for you. She said, if you want to make money, being imperfect will actually get you there. I've never heard it put that way before. Thank you.
It's 100% the truth. What do you do, Ralph? Like
I'm a retired police officer. I pastor a church right now.
Okay.
A growing church for the last 18 years. I'm actually a part owner of a company called Live Again Wellness. It's actually my wife's company. It's IV hydration, wellness through IV hydration. She's a family nurse practitioner. And the reason why I asked that question is she is about, by the time this podcast airs, she would have left her job at a major company to step out on her own. To pursue
that is 100%. Amazing.
Yeah.
That is amazing. Yeah. Okay. All right. Awesome. So even if we think about that business, right? Like, again, we want to make a lot of money.
Without a shadow of a doubt.
Yeah. I can tell you that, like, because, and I'm assuming it's just starting or it's been going for a while?
It's just starting. We're about 3 months old.
Great. Okay. I would hazard guess then that you guys don't really have much of an audience in terms of like people who are buying from you or ready
not
to buy
right
from
now.
You.
Yes, that is correct. Yeah. Yes.
Okay, great. Now, when you're, especially at this, and this was actually part of like when I was like coaching e-commerce, this was such a big shift that people had to make because we get, and I totally get it because we get so wrapped up in our product. It was the same from when we had our dessert bar, like, oh my gosh, like it was just about the dessert. It was about the product. Right.
Yeah.
But the more that we actually leaned into, hey, actually, like, why don't we just tell our story? I remember like what we ended up doing for our dessert bar was we actually ended up printing a little bit of my husband and our story in the front of the menu, like in the inside of the page, the front page.
Okay.
And that made us so memorable that people, and so different that people started sharing about it.
Yeah.
And that's like when they share about what happens, like other people hear about it and you start to grow your audience. Right. Yeah. And it wasn't about being this perfectly like glossy dessert brand where you just see these amazing, I mean, there were, you know, obviously you saw amazing desserts, but like when you look at how our Instagram started at the time, it was like grainy photo. Like we had no idea what we were doing. Right. Like this is again, like a while ago,
right.
You know, but that's the thing. That's what people connect with. Like they connect with the people behind the brand. And they connect with the imperfectness because they see themselves in you then.
Yeah.
And that's how you actually get a new business off the ground when you're just starting is because you are the only differentiator that you have in the marketplace. Like anyone can go to Amazon and buy any other IV hydration, you know, powder thing, right? Like that's just a fact.
Yeah.
But
you slash your wife,
like you, I'll say royal you.
Yes.
You're the only differentiator in the market. You have to lean into that. And you're not perfect. So don't pretend to be.
Oh, I love it. I'm getting coaching right now. I love it. You guys better get in contact with my new friend Deidre over at Cap Show. I'm telling you, this is good stuff. This is good stuff. I'm loving it. I really am. And you're absolutely right. Story needs to be told. Never thought of it like that. You still worry about product. So worry about appointments. So worry about keeping this and doing that. And that you don't, you forget to tell the story behind it.
Mm-hmm.
Get to tell the story. Let me ask you this. What has been one of your biggest challenges or some of your biggest challenges that you've gotten, that has gotten in the way of you reaching maybe your potential with Cap Show or some other things you've done? What has been
You know what? I still have this challenge. I'm going to be honest. How do I say this? Like, I wish that I knew a way. I don't even know if I'm saying this the right way. To like be okay with taking up space.
Okay. All right.
I don't know whether it's a multitude of things. It's never one thing. Like, A, I'm an introvert. B, I grew up in an Asian family where, you know, typically kids are like, you know, there to be seen and not heard. Mm-hmm. You know, I was never the person who ever like raised my hand in class. I was never, even in corporate when we'd been in meetings, I was never the person to like, you know, like put my opinion out there. And I think a part of me was always because I was like, well, if it meant something, or if it was worth saying, like someone would have said it already. There's no value in what it is that I have to say, if that makes sense. I still struggle with that. And for me, I wish, and I'm working through it, that I just could have learned early on that it's okay to take up space.
Yeah. Now there are others listening that feel that way right now. And you know, you're working through it. They're trying to work through it. Go ahead and give them a word of encouragement.
Oh my gosh. It's not going to downplay it. It's hard. It's a constant. And this comes back to decisions, right? Like I mentioned that before, every time I have to consciously make a decision to quote unquote, like take up space. Mm. Come along this journey with me. I can't say I have it figured out. So I'm like, I wish I could say like, yeah, there's a light at the end of the tunnel.
Is it a form of imposter syndrome?
I don't know if it is. Like maybe a part of it
might be
a bit of imposter syndrome. But I'm not sure if it's actually that, because I actually do know that like all the things I was telling you, I've totally leaned into the fact that I'm not a perfect person. I've actually found a way, even in my content creation, to not like it's not like I'm the expert, and I'm not never professing to be the expert. Like I'm not the one putting, you know, like, so I don't think it's imposter syndrome. I don't know what it is. That's why I'm still trying to figure it out, to be honest.
Well, let me encourage you. You belong in the room. So don't ever feel like you don't belong in the room. You belong in those spaces. The door has been opened for you to go in those spaces indicates that you belong in those spaces. You and all of you guys listening, you belong in those spaces.
You're amazing.
I don't want to hold you too much longer. I always ask my guests this question. And if you listen to my podcast, you might know what it is. If you could have a billboard anywhere in the world, where would it be and what would it say?
Oh, wow. What a great question. I've never heard this before. Oh, I mean, okay. I don't know very many billboards. I feel like this is going to be really cliched, but Times Square.
Okay. It's your answer. It's not right or wrong. It's yours. Yeah.
What would it say? Oh, okay. So something that I've been working through this week is, how do I be and not do? So maybe it'll be something like, I still have to work this out.
Be, don't do. I like it because we have to be, we have to, we have to be before it happens for us. I get it.
Yeah.
I get it.
Yeah. And it leans into the, you know, being intelligently lazy, like, you know. Yeah.
Very good.
Anyway, be, don't do.
So how can, because I have content creators on here, I have people listening that from all walks of life, how do they find you in Capsho? How can they receive some training? How can they get in?
Oh, okay. This is like against all like, you know, protocols, but I'm going to give you two call to actions. I'll call them call to actions because like I'm so excited about it. Okay. So the first one is Capsho, which I would love for you to be part of our community. And you can do that at freegift.capsho.com. You'll actually get an extended free trial through that link if you use it, and you get some additional resources around social media and getting discovered through SEO and things like that. So freegift.capsho.com. Okay. The other thing which I'm really excited about is I'm actually doing a live event with two amazing, like one is just a monetization guru. Like he literally helps people do like 7-figure months. He's just incredible.
Wow.
As well as someone who's hit like top 5 in business podcast. Like he's so I'm doing it anyway. I'm doing this live event. You can sign up at industryiconlive.com.
Okay.
So all one word, industryiconlive.com. We're actually literally about to wrap up, but I think we're going to do them like maybe on a quarterly basis. Okay. So whenever this goes live, I'm sure that, you know, people can just sign up for the next one. It's literally going to change the way that you look at, well, I'm going to say your business, but probably also your life. It's incredible.
Guys, you better find Deidre. You better find her. You better find Deidre Shin and Capsho and be a part of what they're doing. And you just got some free coaching today. You hear how good she is.
And
I'm sure there's a lot more where that came from. Deidre, will you come back on the show later on in the year, maybe?
Of course.
I'd love to have you back. You know, there's certain podcasts, you know, there's certain interviews that you struggle through, and there are other ones that you just have great time with. And I had a great time today.
Oh, thank you. That's so sweet. Yes, I would love to. And I'd love to hear how you and your wife's business is going as well.
Well, yes, it's going to take off because I'm going to say this to you. You guys don't tell anybody else. I'm going to find out. We're going to find out what Capsho can do for us.
We'd love to have you in our community for sure. Thanks, Ralph.
Guys, thanks for tuning into the Unstoppable Podcast. Once again, I'm your host, Ralph Graves Jr. I'll see you next time. And remember, let's be unstoppable together. God bless.
Thank you so much for joining me on this episode of Unstoppable. If you like this show, my only request is that you share it with someone you know who needs to hear it. A huge part of the journey of success is doing it in community. So I want you to share this episode with a friend of yours. And if you want to get in touch, I'd love to hear from you. Shoot me a DM on Instagram at Ralph Graves Jr. with one thing you loved about this episode, and I will make sure to give you a shout out. I'll see you next week on Unstoppable.